I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a strange. Roses are in bloom, but in a strange way, I know somehow we're doomed. Look around through the town, not a soul to be found, in silence, not a sound.
We're just kind of going off during the break here, so
yeah,
well, had to rein him in a little bit.
Very fired up today, man. Is it already 8:20?
It is already 8:20.
We're done at 9, right?
We're done at 9. Show's over in 37 minutes, and we got a guest coming up.
I feel like I just got here.
Jesse Rogers from ESPN is going to be with us in about 10 minutes. So we're kind of getting to the nitty-gritty here, Woods.
I like that, man.
We still have to get your Boomer Bulletin out of the way. Paulie?
Hear ye,
put on
ye.
The phonograph.
It's just 2 bits for a paper.
See?
Yeah, see?
You know how much 2 bits is?
It's pictures who rake,
no, it's quarter.
See?
It's quarter.
Bit, 2 bits.
1 bit is 12 and a half cents.
Stupid.
It's very weird.
Hey, give me 1 bit. Well, I don't have a half cent. So
did,
I think they
penny.
Used to have half cents.
A penny.
They used to have one, yeah.
Did, yeah.
They don't have those anymore. Boomer Bulletin for all the folks out there that really love to watch pitchers hit, and there are a few of you out there. I do love listening to the broadcast and having Mud Grant every day say, well, this is terrible. I was a big fan of the NL rules, and after last year, I couldn't hate it more that it's back now. I really miss
it's
the designated.
It's the biggest shocker to me as well.
Jesse Agler, long time. AJ Cassavell, long time. All these guys are coming around. It makes me feel like, Ben, for once,
it's not like I have
the right take.
It's not like I never watched American League Baseball, you know, in the 40-plus years I watched baseball when the National League had the pitchers hitting and the American League didn't. Yet the 1 year my team has the DH, and now all of a sudden I can't stand not having it anymore.
I hate it. I hate it with a violent, violent passion.
I mean, every once in a while, like yesterday, Tingler used an intentional walk to help Blake Snell get out of a bases-loaded situation when Gossman came up. You can still use that strategy to help your team win if you implement it correctly, but
we left off with pitchers batting 131 with a home run against Shohei Ohtani. 4 doubles, 7 RBI, and 122 at-bats. Yesterday, the National League hosted 8 games, including a doubleheader between the Braves and Nationals. In those 8 games, 16 pitchers had at least 1 at-bat. These 16 pitchers combined to go 2 for 25 for an 080 average, thanks to Blake Snell's first career hit and a double by Steven Strasburg. No runs were driven in, and no runs were scored. Pitchers combined to strike out 14 times, led by Kevin Gausman's 0-for-3 with 3 Ks. And they left 11 runners on base, led again by Kevin Gausman's 3. Why did I say Gausman? Gossman.
Gossman, I think, is what they were saying. I said Gausman yesterday.
Kevin Gausman. Kevin Gausman.
Gossman.
This means for the season, pitchers are now batting 122. With a home run, 5 doubles, 7 RBI, the DH line is 251.
Blake Snell, though, is hitting 500.
Awesome.
As he reminded everybody on the Zoom call afterwards yesterday when he was asked about his first career major league hit. Came on an 0-2 count against Gossman.
It feels good because I've been talking to Paddock a lot, and I let him know that I could hit, and he said I couldn't. And then I got a nice little knock, and I looked at him and said, that's what I thought. So me and Paddock will be going back and forth with, you know, the hitting commentary and all the extra stuff that will go along with that. So definitely looking forward to that.
It's nice to have initial bragging rights.
I mean, I'm batting 500 right now, so I don't know what to tell Paddock.
If you asked Blake Snell, Blake, we have the option today. We have the option. Rob Manfred has said, all right, we're going to give teams the option. Blake, do you want to hit for yourself today? He would say, yeah. No, I don't. I do not. Absolutely freaking
he
not.
He would not.
No. I like that.
Oh, and we haven't talked about our beloved Brian O'Grady's debut with the Padres yesterday.
Oh, God, Ben, I was hoping you would.
I know, I was too. You got, for the record, you guys don't have to tweet me every time he bats, all right, because it's embarrassing. So please don't. He worked the count pretty good. One of the few guys actually to work the count yesterday. He just got one shot, popped out. Glad he's up.
Pinch hitting performance.
Pinch hitting.
You know what? I forgot to check. What number was he wearing?
24.
24?
Yeah. 2-4.
So he took Blake Snell's old number that
number like, hopefully
after
four.
Blake Snell took Will Myers' number.
Yeah,
Will
Myers took Brian O'Grady's.
O'Grady gets Snell. So we've got a official three-way number trade now.
BLG would have worn zero. He just was happy to be up there. I'm glad he's up.
He really should. He's got an O in his name. He should have the O on his jersey.
What if you had a zero with the apostrophe? That'd be the greatest jersey of all time.
Number zero apostrophe.
Number hopefully zero apostrophe. Brian O'Grady. Good to see him up there. Pulling for him, obviously.
A little more just Blake Snell. So we heard the bite about batting, but he wasn't ready for the Zoom call to be over at the end. He's such a delight. You know, normally kind of it can be pulling teeth as a member of the media asking questions of baseball players. It's not always the most fun experience. With Blake Snell, we were actually done with the Zoom call, but he was not. He was like, you haven't asked me enough questions yet. And he singled out MLB.com's AJ Cashavel and the Athletics.
PR staff's like, bro, we got a plane to catch.
Bro, we're Dennis trying Lynn, to go.
But they don't stop him because he's a player, and players get to do what they want. You know, they're not going to say, no, Blake, you can't do this. So he has free reign during these Zoom calls, and he likes to take advantage of it.
All right, Blake, thank you for joining us.
Time out. AJ, Dennis, y'all got nothing for me? Y'all just going to look this good and say nothing?
Say that again? Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying AJ and Dennis got nothing for me today.
I got one. I'll follow up.
Come on. Thank
you. What are your early thoughts on just the rotation as a whole and the way you guys are kind of
okay. I like that. I think it's a very good – you know what's scary? I keep looking at Clev walking around all the time. Like, God, once he gets back, it's going to be scary. I keep looking at Lamet walking around. I'm like, oh, my God. We got some arms here. So I get pretty excited just seeing those two. But, you know, with Darvish, Morihone, Paddock, Musgrove, I mean, we got some depth in the starting rotation. So I got to do a better job of going deeper in the balls. You know, 4 2/3 and 5 innings – it's early, so I'm more light on myself right now. But as, you know, we start playing more games, I got to start getting a lot more, you know, depth in these games. But looking at, you know, the talent that we have and what we're going to be able to do with hopefully everyone, you know, growing and evolving and, you know, turning into the players that they all should be and become. It's a fun, you know, it's fun to watch, you know, this starting rotation do what it's doing and what it's going to be able to do. So, I'm really excited about it. AJ, that's a good question, baby. Dennis, come on, bring the heat.
I'm so jealous.
You want me to ask a question just for a sake of it?
Just for what?
Just for the sake of
it. I thought you did a pretty good job already.
Guys, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your night. AJ, Dennis, thank you for bringing it with the questions at the end there. We had some good questions before that, but y'all came in hot. Let's start this road trip off hot now, okay? We need some dubs. My people.
He's such a joy.
Dennis really. Lynn does not suffer fools. No. He's straight business. He's like, you want me to ask a question just for the sake of asking a question?
You know, AJ's up in the press box. They got the blowers going on the field. You can't hear anything when you're up there. I've done that. It's like, what are you saying to me? It's noisy in here. And Blake Snell is now asking me questions. And I don't. I felt for him in that moment.
Okay, we need some dubs.
I love him so he is the much. I love him
you
so
You know,
much.
He's so preoccupied with wanting to go deeper into the games. It was such a discussion in the offseason. Is Blake Snell going to be allowed to pitch deeper into ball games? You know, with the Rays, obviously he was the best pitcher, and you wanted him to go deeper, you would think. Potter's bullpen's been awfully good. I mean, it's not like he's had leads that the bullpen has then blown in these games. That's not been what's happening. So it's not quite as big of an issue that you're only going five, but the guys that come in aren't giving up any runs after you.
He walked four yesterday. I know he's probably kicking the crap out of himself about that. But, man, you know, when he struck out the side in the first, and I think the third as well. You strike out a bunch of guys, guess what that does to your pitch count? It raises your pitch count. And imagine if Manny picks that ball, and imagine if Ha-Sung Kim picks that ball. He's way into the sixth. Easily after that. He was cruising yesterday.
We talked a ton of Padres, but we're 1 week out from opening day now in the books. What else is going on around baseball? Jesse Rogers covers it all for ESPN. Going to join us coming up next. First, though, just a reminder, if you're not near a radio, you can still stream Padres baseball using the Odyssey app. Just ask Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan on 97.3 The Fan.